Who was responsible for the structural design? Who designed, developed and was responsible for the complex structure? The question leads first and foremost to the little-known construction manager Carl Wilhelm Hoffmann, 1810-1895. His range of activities was very similar to that of a modern-day structural engineer. Hoffmann designed, constructed, carries out tests and performs structural calculations. In 1841, he was commissioned with the special management and remained involved in construction until 1853. However, Friedrich August Stüler, 1800-1865, certainly also made a significant contribution to the structural design. Like Schinkel, he was always dedicated to the new structural engineering options of his time. Like no other architect of the Schinkel school, he also realized other important iron buildings after the Neuss Museum. And finally, the main responsible for the iron structures must be mentioned, the expertise and creativity of the locomotive king, August Borsig, 1804-1854, made a decisive contribution to their successful realization, particularly in terms of detailing.